Buscando agujas en el pajar, looking for needles in the haystack. Quote, I had been writing with the syntax of my father's Spanish without being aware of it. It was there. It was underneath my English. It's probably what makes my English unique. There's an animism that's probably underneath the Spanish that comes from pre-conquest languages. But I think that all of those culturas, even though the languages may have disappeared, are still there in our way of being, in our way of speaking. End quote, Sandra Cisneros from Literary Hub 2020. And this is the poem. His languages have disparate ages. La lengua de sus padres, his parents, older yet palpitating with surprise. The other, younger, embracing him with cordial welcome, surreptitiously dipping his culture in a box of popcorn. Pop, pop, pop. He is throwing out a spat to catch a mackerel. An inexistent but important word from his childhood to collect, the word that connects him with the other hymns, like a surgeon reconstructing the language of living will tattooed onto a woman's heart, deleting memories of how he thought a word felt, agonizing at the verge of speech, repeating mistakes to know he exists. In an unrecorded CD, muesar for gozar, another language, until he finds the errorless error and bereaves the word, the feeling in the word gone, existing only in his own personal Spanish, in his own feelings of language, in his own boomerang language, in his own circular spiraling universe, which he carries like a parasol. A luxury within a necessity, gone on his altar for Dia de los Muertos, raises a new word in a cradle of thoughts, babies it by overuse, snaps it into his shape.